A few months ago, we published an iPhone app called City Poems, which linked poems in London to the streets or the pubs or the statues that inspired them. So if you are, say, near Trafalgar Square, it'll tell you you're 35 metres or yards away from a poem about that statue in Trafalgar Square. And it unearthed a lot of really interesting tales about London, which were a surprise to us. Well, our next one is to be called Shakespeare's London, in the form probably of walks. And it's very interesting because in Stratford-upon-Avon, Shakespeare is everywhere. Every other building seems to milk him. Every pub seems to be selling beer that's been brewed for 400 years. But that's where Shakespeare lived. He actually spent his working life in London. And he is curiously, even sort of tragically, underreported there. Of course, we've got the Shakespeare's Globe, a reproduction of the Globe, a little way from the original Globe, built by an American. But as far as remembering Shakespeare in London, well, what is there? There's the remains of the Globe Theatre, that's got a little plaque, but there's a lot more to Shakespeare. It starts off in St. Leonard's, Shoreditch, the church which was Shakespeare's local church when he lived in Shoreditch, a short distance from two theatres in Shoreditch where his plays were put on. One of them has a plaque, which you can't really read very easily, which mentions Shakespeare the actor, but not the playwright. The other one I can't find a plaque for. And there are lots of other theatres. There's one in the Elephant and Castle, which is linked to him. Some of his plays are put on there in Newington Butts. Nothing there to show it at all. I used to walk up to work every day up Farringdon Road from Blackfriars Station, not realising that on the right-hand side of the road, which is why it was called Blackfriars, were the remains of the Blackfriars Monastery, which contained Shakespeare's winter quarters. They had an indoor theatre in the old monastery, and I had no idea about that until a few years ago. So our new app is going to try to link the places in London that Shakespeare was associated with using new technology and geotagging, linking it with satellites, so that it's an interesting application of new technology because it's looking at places where there's no record of any Shakespeare presence. For instance, is the only place we know he definitely rented rooms in Silver Street close to the Museum of London. There's no plaque or anything there, but if you use the phone, then you can say you're so many yards away from it, and it will conjure up pictures of what it might have looked like, or an old map of that area with the house there. So in this way, new technology can enable us to understand Shakespeare a bit better, and especially this amazing neglect of Shakespeare, our one priceless literary asset, and there's hardly any sort of monument to him or recollection of all the various places he was involved in. So we've got about at least sort of 40 or 50 different places which are directly linked to Shakespeare, some through quotations in plays, others because of events associated with it. For instance, the Earl of Essex's house is there. Why? Because Richard II was put on by supporters of the Earl of Essex in order to acclimatise people to the idea of deposing a monarch, Richard II. And it was the day before the Earl of Essex's rebellion. It was in order to try and conjure up support for the Earl of Essex rebellion. That failed. Now, I was never taught that at school, the tremendous political context in which Shakespeare operated. Anyway, we're working on this, and my developer partner and me, Keith, we think we've got a couple of weeks away, two or three weeks before getting it finalised, and this is just an update.